Freeway Mobile.
ETY, N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, N4ZLK, KI4DTY. How's it going?
Well, I hope you are, Daniel.
Been calling out long. I don't know if my radio is working properly.
Called you. I heard you identify, but I was calling my wife right when you threw your call out there, and so when I got off with her, I called you back.
Where are you at today? Are you headed home?
In Powdersville at the moment. I didn't work. I took my brother up to Virginia to pick up a toolbox. He had left it, a previous employment, and we just got back and dropped it in a storage unit. And now I'm headed home, and he's, my mother's husband picked him up because he forgot the key to the storage unit, so he met us over here.
Definitely wasn't too far for her for the storage unit.
About 10 minutes away, maybe. That was it.
Well, if you drove him up to Virginia to get that box...
Trying to help him out a little bit. He's kind of had a rough time the last few years.
Well, I hope he's doing better now, or at least getting on the track to being better.
Trying to find some employment that'll, he gets hired on and then they, contract falls through, or they don't. That it doesn't come in as soon as they thought it would, and they lay off the newly hired guys. So he's a airplane mechanic. Done that all his life. So you know.
Who was he working for, with like United or someone like that?
For a company called Dynacor for about 25 years or so, military contracts, and he's done. But mostly with rotary wing helicopters, so that's what he really knows. But he worked at Lockheed for a little bit, and he's not a fixed wing mechanic, so he doesn't had trouble, you know, reading the blueprints and stuff, and so that didn't work out. Just other things. He's gone with several different people the last few years, and just seems like to hit a string of bad luck. So he's trying.
That. Well, I'll be keeping him in my prayers. Did he move down here?
With our mother for a while. He'll maybe get back on his feet.
Hopefully some family time will do him good as well.
I don't get to see him very often because, you know, I'm working and he's, I don't know. It's a long story. Too much to get in on the radio, but he's trying, so that's good.
I get that. Well, that's good. Well, man, I'm glad you hopped on. I know you're headed home, but how's life been going for you overall?
The world's going well. You know, all our kids are healthy. Grandkids are healthy. Having birthdays left and right. And it just, they're doing well, and we enjoy spending time with them. So work's going well. Other than... you know, kind of trying to wind it down, I guess, at least this job. Kind of, I'm ready to be done with it, but who knows? I may have to stay longer. We'll see.
Well, did I hear, but did your son or son-in-law and daughter get their ham license?
Just got his. His name is Seth. His call is KQ4WJT. He just got it about 2 weeks ago. My son-in-law, Connor, he's had his for about 3 years now, maybe. His call is K4HNR.
How old is he who just got it?
26, I believe, 26.
My three sons, they all want to get into ham radio as well, so I'm hoping one day they'll get in. But my oldest is 18, and... he's been studying for his technician license, but he's out of town right now, so I think he's hoping when he gets back, maybe he can take the test.
That's cool. I'm sure they'll do fine, but I hope they stick with it. I was trying to encourage Seth when he was younger to do it, and then as he got into high school, you know, he always said he wanted to, but just never had the motivation to. But I was showing him, you know, when he started looking at scholarships for college, I was like, you know, if you had your ham radio license, there's a lot of little scholarships out there that some ham radio operators put out there, you know, for high school students to go to college. You know, it might be $500 here, $1,500 there, but, the, you know, there's another option there you could look at.
Check that out, because he's and get some stuff over there. But that'd be cool if he could get some bonus money to help with that.
I mean, every little bit helps. There's scholarships all over the place if you take the time to look for them.
Why? Can you still hear me or no?
But it was kind of in and out. I don't know if it's your area or something with your radio. Okay. TYN4ZLK.
What is 4ZLK?
I heard you that time, but your signal's breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's in your microphone or the radio or what. ZLK mobile.